This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen asking Congress for more authority to deport and detain migrants. In a letter to Capitol Hill leaders, Nielsen's asking to be granted the authority to return unaccompanied Central American children to their native countries if they, quote, have no legal right to stay. A wreath-laying ceremony is coming up at the Vietnam War Memorial today in Washington in honor of those who served their nation from 1955 to 75.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. President Trump reversing what was going to be a funding cut for the Special Olympics. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
The president back on the campaign trail as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Russia hoax is finally dead.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan at his first MAGA Make America Great Again rally since the Mueller report out and finding no Russia collusion.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president hitting the reset button, hitting his 2019 agenda hard, changing the conversation now to jobs, the economy, and replacing Obamacare with a better health care plan, which will continue to cover pre-existing conditions.
A tourist is dead after a fall at the Grand Canyon. Officials say the 50-year-old man from Hong Kong was taking photos too close to the rim when he fell hundreds of feet into the canyon yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans have had more than enough and want Adam Schiff to resign. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee coming under fire from Republicans as a Thursday morning hearing begins. Democrat Adam Schiff rejecting claims by Republicans that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. But Texas Republican Mike Conaway told him,
"We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee."
In his final report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller said he could not prove any collusion or conspiracy between Trump's campaign and Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million. Here's the president.
I just told my people I want to fund the Special Olympics, and I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, because that's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All right, so what did we learn out of the whole Jesse Smollett episode? That continues, huh? Well, here to tell us more and to break it down, Eddie Scarry, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I just want to say I love your bumper music, Love Me, and one of the best songs ever.
Isn't it so cool? I mean, it takes me back. There's a little bit of a backstory on this I will share with you, and the audience probably wouldn't know this. But when I was a radio personality playing music in Southern California, that was kind of one of those theme songs. And when I was invited to do discos back in the days when there, you know, disco didn't happen. You know, somebody, there was a group of Elvis Presley fans that came to Southern California and they said, hey, we just want to do this dance. And, you know, we're used to, you know, having a DJ come in and play records in Europe. You know, can you do something? And so we put a couple of turntables together and we did this. And I used Love's Theme. That was my introductory song in every one of the shows, whether I did there. In fact, I did many grad nights at Disneyland as well. So a little bit of backstory in there and my association with that song. I love that song as well. Thank you for saying that, Eddie.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, all right. So, Jesse Smollett, what is this whole thing teaching us?
Well, if you look at the aftermath, the coverage of, you know, of what's going on now after everything has just gone up in smoke, you know, you had the local police 100% certain, and a report just came out yesterday that the police had multiple investigators independently looking into what happened, and they all came to the same conclusion that he made this entire thing up, and the reason why he did it was because he was looking for a career advancement. But now suddenly you have, there's a lot of liberals in the media that they come to every conclusion but the right one. They say, well, I guess we don't know. I guess this is really confusing, and now I guess we'll never know what happened. Or you have some other ones like Charles Barkley, even on TV yesterday. I think it was yesterday, maybe it was 2 days ago. He said that, well, this it's too bad. I think we all lose in this situation, especially any other black gay men who might suffer some kind of violent episode, some kind of hate crime. Well, no, this is not the lesson we should come away from. None of this is confusing. All of it's very clear what happened. One, you have Jesse Smollett, who is taking advantage of the sick culture that says if you can say you've been oppressed but via your identity in some kind of way, in his case it was being gay and being black, and he says he was attacked by Trump supporters, then you will find and you exploit that fact. You will find advancement. You can get a lot of attention. You can get a raise. You can get a promotion. You can get tons of positive media coverage. And then the other fact is, the Chicago, prosecutor's office is just simply corrupt.
Right.
We knew that people didn't pay attention to the report. It was about 2.5 weeks ago or so that the initial report, because people would kind of just moved on from the Jesse Smollett thing. They thought it was kind of cut and dry. But, you know, when you had the state prosecutor being in touch with an Obama friend, and then being in touch with Jussie Smollett's family and trying to get the case turned over to the FBI instead of prosecutors. And then you have the family member telling the state prosecutor, well, this would be a really great victory for us. It was very clear, like, they knew it there in Chicago and the local media there. They knew that this whole thing was going to end up a sham. We were just a little bit late to find out, and they were right. Everything went up in smoke like that. He's turned free, and we're all just supposed to forget about it. Well, I hope Trump was being serious when he said that the FBI is looking into this, because someone needs to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rahm Emanuel doesn't want him to, but he's the mayor of Chicago. That's out of his purview. It's beyond his pay grade. This is a federal issue, which we're talking about part two of the Jussie Smollett hoax here. And that was the letter that was sent to him on set, threatening him. And there was some white powder and all that was accompanying the letter as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you see? I mean, after... Now his lawyers would just do good to be quiet. I guess
exactly.
Being put out there to
and he is well
hear of what's left of it.
But yeah, he shouldn't. Nobody should be doing an end zone dance here, Eddie.
Oh right, but they are, and as a matter of fact, they're basically making fun of the outcome. I don't know if you saw yesterday on Good Morning. Was it Good? No, it was, Today Show. The Today Show. Mm-hmm. When his lawyer said, she was asked, well, he claimed that it was a white person. At least one of his attackers was white. And now we know that they were both black men. And that's not disputed. What's the deal there? And she says, well, I looked online and saw that one of the brothers was in whiteface, she says. She was in whiteface makeup. When in fact, he was just in the kind of makeup you'd wear if you were imitating the Joker from Batman. He does not look like a white man. He looks like a black person wearing white paint on his face.
Exactly.
She says, it's plausible this could have been what happened. I mean, that's a complete joke. And to say that, for anyone to take that seriously, I mean, anyone who takes that seriously needs to get their head checked, because it's laughable.
Well, and here NBC is so embarrassed with the interview that they did with him, right? They're just hoping that there's any kind of veracity here. And again, back to form here, we're back in dealing with, like, what we went through with the Omar incident, where you can't call things out for what they are anymore. Somehow you have to homogenize them so nobody's feelings are hurt. And meanwhile, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars did he cost to the city of Chicago for all the investigating and everything he's done, not to mention the insult to Trump, Donald Trump himself and his followers, 63 million voters, claiming this hoax. But no apology. He wants to do an end zone dance and claim some sort of exoneration. And as I was talking with Sidney Powell this morning, I said, well, if he was truly exonerated, wouldn't they have given him his $10,000 back as well?
Right. And you said that this is framed in a way and talked about so that no one's feelings are hurt. Well, no, people's feelings are hurt. People's reputations are hurt. But it's framed in a way by the media that, no, the right person's feelings have to be hurt. The right person's reputation has to be hurt. And in this case, it was President Trump and all of his supporters.
Yes, exactly.
His reputation was hurt by this. But, the whole thing is framed as the privileged versus the victim versus, the minority, the person who's at a disadvantage. And that would have been Jussie Smollett in this case. And the whole thing is just turned on its head now. Like I said, it's the new that oppression is the new privilege. If you can claim
right.
that you've been oppressed in some way, that's how you get ahead. He knew that. That's why he's taking advantage of it. And unfortunately for him, we've all found out to be fake. Fortunately for him, however, there is a corrupt prosecutor's office in Chicago.
Well, Eddie, at some point, somehow the culture has to find a way to ferret this out, because Jussie Smollett will continue. And he will go on. This may be a forgotten issue down the road, just like it is for Richard Blumenthal, who still continues to come on and offer some sort of credible statements out of somebody who has lost credibility. And he even indicted himself during the Kavanaugh hearing when he said, falso in uno, falso in pluribus. If you're false in one thing, you're false in all things. I'm going, well, hello. This is, you just self-indicted yourself. But yet they still give him plenty of airtime. Adam Schiff, the same thing, on and on. I mean, at some point, I don't know if the mainstream media has enough conscience to do anything about it, but we'll continue to be bombarded with all these hoaxes. What do you think?
No, I think that's right. And the media wants it this way. They have it this way for a reason, and they'll keep it that way.
Eddie, how can people connect with you? We appreciate all the great work you're doing at The Examiner.
Right. Find me at the Washington Examiner, washingtonexaminer.com.
He's the one, the only, Eddie Scarry, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, previously covered media and politics for Mediate.com. Eddie, as always, appreciate the insight, and thank you for being on the show. You got it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
And you have no idea how difficult it is. It's not easy speaking French in Russian, oh, by the way. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Hey, we are all excited. The place is abuzz. The new film, Unplanned. Yes, the true story of Abby Johnson is being released today nationwide in over 1,000 movie theaters. So make sure you take your friends, your neighbors, get the word out there. This incredible movie follows Abby's rise through Planned Parenthood from volunteer to clinic director in her pursuit of helping women until the day she assisted in an ultrasound-guided abortion, which led her to walk away from her position and have a radical change of heart. So from pro-abortion to pro-life, an incredible true story. And we're going to hear from Abby Johnson herself. But coming up in just a moment, we're standing by Mike Lindell, the pillow guy who's been running around here at NRB as well. I ran into him a couple of times. And Ashley Brasher, who plays the role of Abby Johnson in the movie. They are supposed to be calling in, so we're standing by. If you're going to support something, this is what Abby says. If you're going to support something, know what it is that you support, period. You know, she found for herself by experience as a young girl, you know, after graduating from school and actually before even graduating, she got involved with Planned Parenthood for what she thought were all the good reasons, you know, for human health reasons and the things that we often hear associated with Planned Parenthood that they want us to hear. They don't want us to hear about abortion, but the facts are hard to deny. And for Abby, I mean, she spent 8 years involved with the organization and knew that abortion was part of what they did, but her focus and her heart was really more, as I say to you, more towards it was more toward women healthcare. But it was that incredible moment where she was brought in on a procedure and she witnessed an actual abortion, and it was too much for her to bear. The truth was right in her face, and she had to make a decision. Abby goes on to say, says, be educated on the topic. Don't just turn a blind eye, and don't be ignorant. I think that there is a lot of willful ignorance when it comes to this topic because it's a hard topic to face head on. And she wants everyone to understand what they're supporting and to go in with an open mind. This is a movie Planned Parenthood does not want you to see. But what is occurring in our country today is women, and I will say men as well, are realizing that, you know, what have we done? I mean, we're asking the question, what have we done? 60 million babies that have been aborted later. And we have, you know, we've embraced this and we brought it into our culture. We've lost our children. We've lost our grandchildren, family members. 40%, as you know, which why Ben Carson said this amounts to genocide. 40% of babies have been amongst people of color. Well, with us right now is Ashley Brasher and Mike Lindell. They're on the phone with us. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Ashley, you play the role of Abby Johnson in the movie, and wow, you know, how did you get this part? How did this come about for you?
It's actually a really funny, kind of complicated story. It was a divine appointment. I had an Instagram follower that I did not know from Adam who sent me a message one day and said, actually, I think that God is telling me you were meant to play this role. And I thought, okay, crazy lady, like, you're so nice, but...
Right.
It's I blew it off, right? So really, and a couple of weeks later, she messaged me again and said, actually, I'm telling you, I really feel like you're meant to play this role. Will you please at least read the script? And I thought, okay, if she's so passionate about it, I'll read a couple pages. And when I did, I was blown away because just in a couple pages, I knew that Abby worked at Planned Parenthood, but I didn't know it was her life. But she was super charismatic, just funny, kind of witty, dynamic, and then I found out she was a real person. Heard her testimony and was floored. I mean, it rocked my world. I knew from that point that I needed to be a part of the story. And then I was just a convinced text Instagram follower that I was meant to play the role.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ashley, for you to make this commitment as an actress, You were warned that this could be a problem and could impact your future as an actress in Hollywood, right?
I was. I think that people were a lot more concerned than I was. I've never gone into this with any fear. I don't live my life in fear, and I don't serve directors. I don't serve producers at their Jesus Christ, so that's my identity lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy for me to walk into this without fear because I just don't, I have no worry. I don't worry where the job's going to come from. And for the record, I do have other offers on the table, so things are looking good.
Exactly. Well, Ashley, one final question for you, and then I want to talk with, the pillow guy. I mean, Demolition Man here in just a moment. But, we've heard a lot about your personal story and how you shared that so vulnerably with everyone, and it really touched our heart about that conversation you had with your mom while you were on set shooting the movie.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't have a lot of time to tell people where I was because I booked the movie. I got a 5-hour notice to fly out to Oklahoma for 7 to 8 weeks of filming. And we were set to start filming in just a few days. I had over 100 pages of dialogue memorized. Didn't know who Abby was. Didn't know much about the life movement. So I hit the ground running in Oklahoma.
Mm.
And it was the fourth day that my mom called, and she had no idea where I was, and I wanted to explain the movie to her. But I was very hesitant because she was scared of me. When she was younger, she had an abortion.
Yes.
I was really proud of Abby's testimony, but so when I started to tell her, she did get very emotional. But more than I expected, she was weeping, sobbing to the phone, just me asking to tell you something that I never told you before. What you don't know is that when I was 19, I was at the clinic for the second time. They called my name back. I was on the table being examined by a very pregnant nurse. I got very sick to my stomach, and I knew I couldn't get through with it.
Mm-hmm.
I got up, I walked out, and I chose to have you.
Wow.
And talk about a profound moment in your life. I mean, that was news to me. I had never heard that before in my life, and yet here I was telling Abby Johnson's story, who's one of the greatest pro-life voices of our time, never having known that I had my own story, that God had kind of planned all this and wove it together so that I could be here to tell Abby's story for such a time as this.
Exactly. And we needed to hear your story. And Ashley, I am so grateful. Thank you so much. God bless you for being vulnerable and sharing that, and for your mother as well. That is really special. Mike Lindell, everybody is known and is loving you as the pillow guy, but you get to, as you say in the movie, do something you always wanted to do, and that was demolish the Planned Parenthood sign.
Right, and I was told, they called me about a year ago. I was on my way to Israel, and we hadn't left yet. And this guy called me up, and I hadn't talked to him in 3 years. And he was with a couple of producers, and they said, "He prayed about this, Mike, and you're going to have a part in that movie." And I said, "I haven't prayed about it. What are you talking about?" And they needed to know that day. They told me what the movie was about, and. I right away, I got off the phone, I prayed about it with Miguel, I was with my girlfriend, and I called him right back, and I said, "You know what, I will be in it." I said, "This is going to touch so many lives," and like Ashley said, Jesus Christ is the chairman of my board, but
yeah, man.
I knew that there was going to be probably a lot of controversy, a lot of attack, and I even said, "I want this movie to be so good, and do we need any funding?" And he said they needed $1 million, and I wired it without even having a contract. I did it on faith, and I
said,
"Oh, wait, that was zero all for them." They said, "We need this money," and that's when we called Mike Lindell, and I'm so glad I listened to the Lord, and now we're sitting right now. You can just see God's timing. I look back and go, "Wow, but this didn't happen. This didn't. He put all these pieces together for such a time as this."
Without a doubt. Yeah, that is such a great story, Mike. I appreciate you sharing this, because for all of us that sleep on your pillows, we know that we're going to be part of the success of this movie released today, Unplanned, the Abby Johnson story. Ashley Bratcher, Mike Lindell on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for being on the show. Have a great day. God bless.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month, and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Elon Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen asking Congress for more authority to deport and detain migrants. In a letter to Capitol Hill leaders, Nielsen's asking to be granted the authority to return unaccompanied Central American children to their native countries if they, quote, have no legal right to stay. A wreath-laying ceremony is coming up at the Vietnam War Memorial today in Washington in honor of those who served their nation from 1955 to 75.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. President Trump reversing what was going to be a funding cut for the Special Olympics. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Martinez live.
Silence of mountains and
this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at the Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave, believe me. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner. See if this works for you and your family, okay? All right, we've got Ashley McGuire joining us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to converse here, but it's always good to get her insight. She is the senior fellow with the Catholic Association. Ashley, how are you doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, hey, we're in the middle of Lent. We're almost there. I can almost taste the cake and the sweets waiting for me on Easter Sunday. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you this story. You'll appreciate this. My wife has a friend, and she kind of is the surrogate Catholic for her husband. Her husband's Catholic, but she's the one that goes to Mass. He doesn't like going to Mass, whatever reason. But anyway, she's covering him, you know, at Mass.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife says to her, says, oh, yeah, my husband, you know, can't have cake, you know, for his birthday because he gave up, you know, all sweets and cake and bread and everything for Lent. And she goes, what is he doing giving up stuff he likes? And she goes, well, what do you mean? She goes, you're supposed to give up stuff you don't like. And she goes, she goes, well, what did you give up? She goes, I gave up beets. I hate beets. So it's been, it's one of my favorite Lent stories this year, so for what it's worth. But I'm still hanging in there, you know. I'm still staying away from bread and the sweet stuff. And, you know, but, well, I'll tell you, come. And I happen to be in the West Coast, so one of my favorite pie shops is here. And so as soon as I, you know, come Easter, I'm throwing myself into a pie. You know, so just have
fun.
Well,
it'll taste all the sweeter.
Yeah, you know how that goes and how that routine happens. Hey, let's talk about the Trump administration, because there's, you know, as spin always goes, you know, about their commitment to the pro-life cause, which expands the Mexico City policy. Explain what the president is doing here with this.
Sure. So first, I think it's helpful to remind people what the Mexico City policy is. This is something that, you know, pretty much every administration, as you know, whether it goes D or R, the Republicans reinstated, which bars the use of federal taxpayer dollars for international organizations that either perform or promote abortions. And that's something that's very popular with Americans. Americans don't want their tax dollars funding abortion. But there's always been a loophole that the Trump administration just this week announced they were closing, which is that these organizations could basically serve as a pass-through to another organization that performed or promoted abortions. So the Trump administration has announced that now federal tax dollars can't go to organizations that give money to other organizations that perform or promote abortions.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that sometimes gets complicated, as it does here in the United States. So how are they going to monitor this?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think if you're a recipient of a federal grant, you have to certify you know, whether or not this is something that you participate in. And I'm trying to remember from my time when I worked at an organization where we did government grants. It's a pretty extensive and rigorous procedure, and they have a lot of oversight power.
It's one thing, though, if you are here domestically, but when you're a foreign entity, what seems to be the case, actually, and this is the reason I asked the question, is that that money just goes out and you know, nobody's policing it after the fact. It seems like there's a different set of rules if you're a foreign entity as opposed to if you, you know, in theory and maybe in prescription, they may say this is what they do, but I'm hearing too often otherwise, so I doubt the system.
No, I think that's a healthy doubt. But I do think that the Trump administration has also shown that they're really sort of cracking down and paying closer attention to where U.S. tax dollars are going overseas more generally, just, you know, to countries with governments that, you know, whose interests are contradicting our own. So I think it's a healthy skepticism. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, the message they're sending is an important one, too. I mean, I agree that the actualities of it should be implemented. But it shows, I think, that it wasn't enough for the Trump administration to just do the sort of symbolic move of, okay, we're reinstating this policy that the Obama administration had removed. They're taking it one step further, which I think is sort of consistent with this administration's approach to the life issue, which is they're really moving the bar in ways that it hasn't been moved in decades, at least from an executive level.
And a pro-life issue, without a doubt. And we appreciate that because we don't want to hear any more about a 17-year-old girl coming from Mexico having an abortion here in the United States. I mean, that was absurd. You know, and here it is, Ashley. I mean, you know, today releases the movie Unplanned, the movie that Planned Parenthood doesn't want anybody to see. But I'm really excited for what this is going to do. I think, you know, when you consider, what happened in Hawaii, California, New York, and Albany, and then in Virginia, the conversation of, which is leading to infanticide that, our country is, you know, considering and talking about quite openly, along with that, the continuance of the sale of baby parts now as well. I mean, this is all disgusting, but counter that, you have the Gosnell movie. We have this movie ready to come out where the release is today, Unplanned, and then a Roe v. Wade that's going to be coming out a little bit later on this year as well. So this is all coming to a head, is it not?
And I had the privilege of seeing Unplanned earlier this week, and I would just so strongly encourage all of your listeners to go see it. You know, there's been some discussion about the R rating, and, you know, I think it deserves its R rating. It's definitely very intense, and, you know, there's a little bit of, there is some graphic scenery, but the story is truly an extraordinary one, and it's a true story. I mean, that's what's so incredible is that her story is true, and the amount of the impact that she's been able to have. I mean, really, she is the only, the most high-ranking person to leave the largest abortion corporation, really, in the world. And if you think about the power that Planned Parenthood has, she's got an insight that really nobody has. And she's been able to help transition 500 abortion workers out of the industry, including seven doctors. And one of those doctors is actually featured in the movie as an abortion doctor.
No, it's been extraordinary what she's been able to accomplish. I mean, certainly God has had his hand on her life, the hearts and minds that are changing. It started with her heart and mind being changed. I mean, you know, a typical young woman who perceived Planned Parenthood for the top line inference that it was about women's health. And that's what she focused on, even though she knew that they conducted abortions. But when she actually saw what was happening in that procedure room, it changed her life. And you'll get a chance to see it. And I believe, Ashley, again, my encouragement has been to people of faith. The church needs to come out en masse. And I'm not saying support this movie. It's not about supporting this. You need to educate yourself, and this will educate yourself, because this is the kind of thing that has been going on ever since technology has been, you know, introduced into this. It has really countered, you know, the narrative of Planned Parenthood and the big lie that's been thrust upon we the people that, oh, it's just like, it's just a little bit of tissue. It's like a tumor. That's all. It's just, you know, unnecessary mass of flesh, and it's inconsequential. So whether it's the abortion itself or even abortifacients, you know, this is brought out, and people's minds are going to be opened up quite dramatically in this movie.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, again, I encourage people of faith especially to see this movie. This is must-see. It's going to be in 1,000 theaters across the country, so we're real excited about that. Ashley McGuire has been with us. Ashley is a senior fellow with the Catholic Association. As always, Ashley, appreciate the insight. Appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day. God bless. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLive.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This message is brought to you by Airborne. You're on your feet, holding your breath, losing your voice, swept up by the excitement and stress of a miracle season. Your hopes are sky high until they come crashing down from an overtime buzzer beater. These miserable, heart-wrenching moments are pretty rough, and over the course of the season, they can really take a toll. A new survey commissioned by Airborne found that 82% of fans take action to time out and recover from a big game, with the majority relying on sleep, hydration, and food to get back on their feet. When the season calls for defense on and off the field, add Airborne to your lineup. A specially crafted blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for immune system support. From spring training to March brackets, Airborne supports you through every up, down, and did that just happen replay of the season. Airborne immune support is available for every team and every fan. So after that armchair analysis, find Airborne at retailers nationwide and online at www.amazon.com. That's www.amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
And her mom decided to tell. Abortion is violent, and you realize this yourself as working as a clinic director for Planned Parenthood for what, 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years, and it became life changing and defining for you. So, you know, again, this is we can be thankful for our faith, and that God is about redeeming people. And for you, this has to, you know, you must have those moments where you go, God, why me? Why did you redeem me? Huh?
Yeah, I do. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. Yeah, I do. I think all the time, you know, it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've you always hear, God equips those that he calls, and I feel like just every day, little by little, you know, he's continuing to equip me for truly a battle that we're in, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you know, doing a movie has been something I've never experienced before,
mm-hmm.
for sure, but it's really, we have seen miracles take place, even while we were on set. So God is just, his hand is all over this film, and
And this film does expose the truth of abortion. And it's sort of like the MPAA stumbled backwards into the truth.
Yes.
By admitting that abortion is violent, that it is disturbing, that, it's not this normal, sanitized sort of version of abortion that we see in media, but this is graphic.
Right.
And this film really shows the truth. It exposes the darkness, and that's really the only way that you can drive out the darkness is by bringing it to light.
Amen. Well, Abby, I have been, pushing this. I've become an evangelist for Unplanned and even the Kermit Gosnell movie because it's so important.
Yeah.
And I have gone to churches. In fact, I'm going to churches and taking the Gosnell movie. And once Unplanned is on DVD, I am going to go and take it to every church that will let me in so that I can show it and, pay the fees that need to be paid in order to make it available free for these bodies, these institutions. Because the thing is that's shocking to me is how many people of faith have not seen the Gosnell movie, for whatever reason. I mean, I will ask them, I say, have you seen the movie? No, they haven't seen it. You need to be educated as to what's happening, because change has always happened at the forefront of any major cultural shift in our country. People of faith have been the vanguard of that, and it is critical. And as you say, the timing is quite interesting right now with what happened first in Hawaii, and then it went to California. We know New York, and New York was jumping up and down celebrating what they did with the radical abortion bill. And then Virginia says, oh, we can do you better than that. And they're mm-hmm. saying, okay, even if a child is born, we'll offer it comfort care. Until the mother and doctor, decide what they want to do with that baby. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah.
All this timing goes in, but it's just to say that, again, I am encouraging people of faith and churches to come out in mass numbers to see your movie Unplanned, because this is all about education. You know, you were educated in a very shocking moment there at Planned Parenthood, and it changed your life and the trajectory of your destiny. And this is what we want for all people, is that we understand that, maybe they buried some sense of shame about, participating in abortion. And when I'm saying this, I'm not just talking about men. There's women now, Abby, and as you and I talked about before, there are men that are waking up that going, oh, my God, I killed my son. I killed my daughter. I participated in this. I mean, this is heart crushing.
Well, here's the thing. This movie is for everyone. So if you're pro-choice, you should go see this film. If you are going to support something, if you are going to support a movement, you need to understand what it is that you're supporting. And no one is going to be able to walk away from this film saying, well, gosh, I just didn't know. I didn't know what abortion was. I didn't know what Planned Parenthood was about. And it's not even a film to bash on Planned Parenthood. It's a film to just simply tell the truth.
Yes.
And everybody needs to go see this. And a lot of people have said, well, Abby, it's just going to be a bunch of Christians to go see it. And I'm thinking, well, fantastic. Mm. Because if it was actually, if the Christian population, if just half of them, if just half of Christians actually stepped up and did something to fight against abortion, we would have already seen victory.
Exactly.
So if that's what it takes, then fine. It can be Christians in every single seat at the theater. But it's going to take a conversion within our own movement, within our own churches, to really see an end to abortion and to make abortion unthinkable in our country.
Abby, it's a spectrum of people and hearts out there. Yes, some hearts are committed to Christianity. There are some hearts that have turned away from the church because of this, because they realize experientially that they bought into a lie and they don't know how to reconcile it. And if the church abandoned them at their moment of need, how do they reconnect with somebody that rejected them, or they have that feeling that they got rejected, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I believe that the end of abortion will start within the church.
Yes.
And I believe one of the reasons that abortion has been escalated to the point that it is now in our country, where this is truly an epidemic, is because the church has been silent. And if we really want to end this thing, we've got to start talking about it. We have to start ministering to those within our churches who have been affected by abortion, men and women.
Exactly.
We've got to start talking about it from the pulpit. People have to know that the church is a safe place to turn.
Right.
And right now, I don't think that they really know that. So they're turning to the arms of Planned Parenthood. And, I mean, look at the statistics. 54% of women who have abortions are church-going Christians.
Wow.
We have failed these women. And we have got to do something about it.
And I'm glad you brought the men into this, because I have been saying repeatedly for, I don't know, maybe the last decade, that I keep hearing a cry from the men. You know, the Bible talks about the cry of Rachel, you know, when Herod went in and killed all the babies right after the birth of Jesus. And I believe there is going to be a cry from the men. We're already starting to hear this, where the men are waking up and realizing, oh, my God, what have I done? And again, whether it's the men or women, as you say, our God's big enough to handle this, and the church needs to be prepared to handle this, to redeem hearts that are going to be coming in and saying, look, I messed up. I made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And they got to be loved. They got to be loved back into the kingdom and realize that God has not turned his back on them.
Yes, absolutely. And they need to hear that redemption is possible and available to every single person that asks.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and, I mean, that is our job.
Yes.
We are a hospital for sinners. And guess what? Every single one of us sits in the pew every Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, nobody is without sin, and there's no stones being picked up in the churches across America, or there shouldn't be any stones picked up, there should be arms wide open, just like the fathers, to welcome people back into the church, to be an active part of the faith, because we need other people in the church. We need other Abby Johnsons who have gone from dark to light experientially. You have a testimony. You have something that cannot be taken away, just like the blind man. You know, you don't quite understand it, but all you know, this is what you were, and I was, I am. That's what I always say. I was, I am. And the bridge in that difference is Jesus Christ. And here's the opportunity for us. And you imagine what will be unleashed, Abby, with this. I can see an incredible revival happening from coast to coast. Many have been praying, you know, Franklin Graham, many of us have joined Franklin and many others on our knees to say, God, heal our land. And we've come humbly. And again, we cannot thank you enough for Unplanned. Now, when is this going to open up nationwide?
March 29th.
March 29th, Unplanned, rated R, but it is a must-see for the entire spectrum of people of faith, and I would say those that want to know and make sure that they've got the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Abby Johnson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Abby, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we...